Everybody, it's Amanda the Hoser, back with another episode of the Rickcast. Can you believe that music you just heard? I can't believe that I just downloaded that. That is the score from Big Bully, which is the movie I'm covering this time around, so you're in for a real treat. This movie came out in 1996, and it currently holds a 0% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So that tells you something. The cast is great. The movie is weird, but it's not a good movie. I can understand why it doesn't have a good rating, but it's funny in a way that a movie shouldn't be. So today, I met Curtis Armstrong, who is in this movie. He plays a guy named Clark, and he was wonderful. He was so nice to me. He really made my day. When I met him, I was like, "Hi, it's so nice to meet you." I quote this movie, Big Bully, all the time that you were in, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, Big Bully?" He was floored. He was absolutely floored. He's like, "I can't believe anybody remembers that movie." I was like, "Yeah, well, it's me." And this scene in particular where Rick's character has just scared Curtis's character is so funny to me, because Rick goes, "I can explain," and then Curtis goes, "What? More peas?" And I say that all the time, especially to my sister. It's just like a weird thing that we do, but I quote that movie a lot. And Curtis just couldn't believe it that that I actually quoted this lame movie that he was in. And so when he signed an autograph for me, he wrote, "What, more peas?" And then his name. And it was so funny. This has to be one of my favorite autographs, besides Tom Poston's autograph, which I just got from from eBay, and I am so psyched. I'm super happy. I also have what is allegedly Rick's autograph on a real small card, and those are neck and neck. Those three autographs are just perfect. Oh my gosh. Anyway, Curtis Armstrong was wonderful today, and I'm so happy that I finally got to meet him. It's amazing. Anyway, this movie is weird. But I have a really weird relationship with it, where I love watching it because it's so ridiculous, and it makes me happy, but it's not like a cinematic masterpiece or anything like that. Okay, so we've got Rick Moranis, Tom Arnold, Don Knotts. We have Don Knotts in this movie, and it didn't do well. It was a flop, even at the box office, but Don Knotts plays the principal who never ages. Okay, so, like, the movie starts in the 60s when everybody's, like, a kid. Like, Rick's character is a kid, Tom's character is a kid, and the principal's the same, Don Knotts, and literally he hasn't aged. So then when Rick's character goes back to the school, see, the story is that Rick's character, when he was a kid, he snitched on this kid named Fang. He was the bully. He was just so mean to Rick's little character. And when he realized that this kid stole the moon rock that was on display at their school, and so he told on him, and then this kid got sent to jail. And Rick didn't really realize he was going to get sent to jail, but he just wanted him, you know, to get what he deserved for being so awfully mean to him for all those years. Anyway, he goes back to this school when he's an adult because he's an author, and the school reaches out to him because he's not exactly a famous author, but he does well enough, but they're like, "We would be honored if you'd come and teach a writing class at our school." So he goes, "Oh, okay, I guess I'll go back to Hastings, Minnesota and teach a writing class." So he goes back and he's a teacher now. And so when he goes back, Don Knotts is still the principal and he hasn't aged a day. It is the funniest thing. Like, whoever came up with that concept is a genius. Because Don Knotts really is ageless. He doesn't he never aged. He was he really never aged. Fun fact. Stuart Pankin, he's the voice of Earl Sinclair, the dinosaur from the show Dinosaurs. And he's also Gordon from Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. So he plays Rick's brother, well, Wayne Szalinski, his brother, in another movie. But he's also in this movie, which is really funny. And I just get a kick out of that. Okay, so the characters in this movie are so weird. Like, a lot of them seem to be broken in some way, but I love it. Like, there's this kid. Well, he's a kid in the beginning, but then he grows up when Rick's character comes back. Oh, Rick's character's name is, David Leary. And, when he goes back to school, he has his own kid who's a rebel. He's totally the opposite of, Rick's character. It's kind of sad. Before I go on, Rick's character, in the, child version is, played by the same kid who played, childhood Rick in, what's it called? Oh gosh! Wait, is it Little Giants? What? No, wait, it'll come to me. No, it was Little Giants. It was Little Giants. Yeah, it had to be Little Giants. Okay, so they got the same kid to play young Rick Moranis two times, and he's so cute. Like, I've seen one picture of Rick as a kid, and it's not a very good picture because it's from the side, but I think this kid does a nice job of looking and acting like young Rick. So anyway, okay, back to the characters. So there's this guy named Ulf, and he's very interesting. He's kind of like Officer Shiflett from Newhart in a weird way, but not like him at all at the same time. Because this guy is a firefighter, but he's obsessed with fire. Like, he's always lighting himself on fire, lighting things on fire, and then I guess he stomps it out or something, but it is so funny. He's so weird. And Tom Arnold's character is just so mean. He's Roscoe Fang Bigger. He's just, But then when Rick comes back, he doesn't realize at first that this is his bully, but his bully works at the school too as the shop teacher, and he's really docile and calm at first, but then he realizes, oh my gosh, this is the kid I used to bully. This is the kid that got me sent to prison. Wow! So he starts reverting to childhood shenanigans again. Rick gets into a lot of trouble. It's funny, Rick's character in this movie is like, he's not much of a character, so it's just like, that's Rick. I don't feel like calling him Davey or David, because it's like, it just doesn't fit that well, you know? fun fact, like, oh my gosh, it had to be 4 months ago, probably, 4 or 5 months ago, I shared an awful review of this movie from 1996, supposing. I shared it on my Twitter, and Tom Arnold was snooping around Twitter, and he typed in his name, I guess, and found my tweet with this link, and I was laughing at the article because of how awful it depicted the movie. and then Tom Arnold said something like, what's sadder, the fact that I'm Googling my name or the fact that you're laughing at a movie review from 1996? And I was like, oh my gosh, what? At first I thought he got the wrong idea, because I really do love this movie, but I make fun of it in the way that someone makes fun of their sibling. So I got some guys being like, oh, what's wrong with you? Why are you, like, making fun of this movie? I'm like, no, I love this movie, don't get me wrong. And then at the end of the day, after I endured so much teasing and taunting, it really wasn't that bad, Tom Arnold goes, only teasing, Amanda, with a little winky face. I'm like, oh, thanks. But that was so funny, oh my gosh. That, I'm glad I have these stories to share about this stuff because it makes the podcast that much more interesting. So, there's really not that much to say about this movie except for the fact that the neighbor is really weird and apparently he tried to kill his own wife. And, he reminds me of Wilson in a way because he's like always like, "Hi, diddly ho, neighbor." But, like, not exactly because this guy's weird. And Wilson's cool. This guy's just bizarre. And then Rick's kid is like, "Oh, I don't want to move to Mayberry." There's, like, so many references in this movie. It's kind of funny. I'm not going to name them all because there's too many, but if you go onto IMDb, you can, like, or watch the movie for yourself. You know, but you can't rent this movie from Netflix, at least not in my area, because I guess something happened to their DVD. Because nobody must have rented this movie because it's so off the radar. I bought this movie myself off of Amazon. And I don't regret it for a minute because I enjoy it a lot. So I think that's all I have to say about this movie, Big Bully. I know this is a lot shorter than my usual podcast, but that's really all I have to say. It's worth a watch, but don't expect something phenomenal. Just expect to laugh at how ridiculous it is. Oh, there was supposed to be a sequel to this movie. I think we can make it happen. Let's make it happen. So yeah, let's pledge some money to my Patreon and make Big Bully 2 happen. Yeah. What is it, like 20 years later? Yeah. Alright, well, thank you so much for tuning into the Rickcast. I hope you enjoyed the shorter version. If you prefer a longer version, tell me. Or maybe I'll keep them this long from now on, because it's kind of nice. People's attention spans aren't as big as they used to be. Anyway, thank you all so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week, or however long it takes for me to make a new podcast. Oh, I know that I said I would do My Blue Heaven, but I forgot. No, I didn't really forget. I just put it off because I was bursting at the seams after my encounter of Curtis Armstrong today to do this movie. So here we are! Yay! Alright, well, bye everybody! Stay fresh!